Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Afrida Love, and today we have a very special guest, but first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for last night's lying down, this morning's arising, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for each guest who comes on our show, Lord. We're asking you, would you just continue to bless their ministry and bless everything that they say and do, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we're asking you, would you bless this station to reach someone and just help uplift individuals all around this land and country. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, the scripture for today is Isaiah 40 and 31, and it reads, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." I have read Isaiah 40 and 31. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and seekers of his word. And now the moment we've been waiting for, I'm going to introduce our guest today. Our guest today has been a nominee twice for the annual Stella Awards, which is a very big honor. She has appeared on TV One with Jeff Majors, BET, Bobby Jones Gospel, and she has been the winner of a Jackie Award at the annual Jackson Music Awards in Jackson, Mississippi. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to some and present to others Miss Eddie Ruth Bradford. Miss Bradford, are you on the line?
I'm here. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions here.
Okay.
All right. How did you first begin your music career as a gospel artist?
I started, Ms. Love, as a real young girl. My grandmother started me singing when I was real small. I'm sure a lot of people who sing, that's where they got started at, in the small hometown church. So from there, you know, God just opened, you know, doors as time went on. He opened doors, and I got in touch with a record label, and they liked the sound that I had, and I signed with them for a short period of time.
Okay, good. All right, now you have a new CD entitled Blessed to Be a Blessing. Can you tell me a little bit about your inspiration behind making that CD?
Well, I really wanted to do an all-new CD with all-new songs, but mm-hmm. I still want that same anointing and the same flavor. Also on my new project, Blessed Be a Blessing, I co-wrote six of those songs. So I just want the anointing there, and the inspiration is anointing for me. I just want people to feel what I feel when I go into the studio. So that's pretty much inspiration, yeah.
Okay. Now, and this kind of feeds off the other question, but what are your inspirations in the gospel ministry or industry, meaning what helps you keep that hunger for gospel music?
It's my relationship with Christ, the personal relationship that I have with Christ. It's not about, you know, entertaining people or anything like that. It's just about me being obedient, you know, to Christ and doing his will.
Okay. All right. Now, you've performed in many places, but where would you most like to perform and why?
You know, I don't have those, I guess, aspirations a lot of people have that sing. My most favorite place to sing, and you'll think it's kind of probably funny, is in my house when it's just me and Jesus. And I'm just alone with nothing but him and, you know, he and I, and there's nothing like being just alone in his presence. And that's mm-hmm. my favorite place. And that's the place that I, even when I go out and come back in, I just like to be at home, just he and I.
That's right. I know what you mean. Yes, yes, mm-hmm. yes. Now, you have been nominated for many Stellars. What would be your most memorable ministry award? You know, and I know that you're doing this all for Christ, but you know, you impact a lot of people because I listen to your music. So mm-hmm. what's your most memorable award?
Well, you know, like you said, I got nominated for several Stellars. But my most memorable award is just and it's not necessarily a physical award. It's the appreciation that I get from people who actually hear my music and actually who are blessed by it. Just a short story in particular. I was in Virginia a couple of years ago. Didn't know why God sent me there. Didn't even want to go, you know. But because I'm being obedient to God, I went. And after ministering, this lady came up to me and said, I just want to thank you because I was getting ready to go home and commit suicide. She said, because of your sincere walk with Christ and how, you know, how you represented him tonight, I've decided to change my mind. So that is the most memorable thank you that I've had, you know, besides the awards that I've received.
Okay. Then let me ask you this question. As far as the young people, how does your ministry impact young people? Because a lot of people listen to your music of all ages.
I really think that, you know, just by exemplifying Christ in what I sing and how I represent him, I also try to let them know that they need to have, how important it is to have a personal relationship with Christ and also to be saved. Because a lot of young people, they go to church, but there's a difference between going to church and being saved. So
that's
to put in my music that, you know, that the anointing is important and being saved is important.
That's right. So what do you see yourself doing in your gospel music career in about 2 years or so?
You know, right now what I'm trying to do and what God is opening doors for me to do, I always wanted my music in film and TV. So I'm actually working on some things where God's opening doors for me to have my music played in, like, background film and TV and things like that. As a matter of fact, I sang in a movie, the Lena Baker story, the Because He Lives song. That song is actually in that movie. So if anybody haven't gotten that movie, it's an awesome movie. It's called The Lena Baker Story, Hope and Redemption. And when you hear the song, Because He Lives at the Very End, that's me.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to have to get that. Okay. Uh-huh. Now, what do you hope to accomplish with your music ministry? You touched a little bit on film and TV. What else do you hope to accomplish?
Again, it goes back to I just hope to be able to change lives and be able to set people free from the things that are binding them, because I just see so many people who are discouraged and just have kind of lost hope. So my ministry especially just encourage people's heart.
Okay, that's good. All right. Also, now, what projects do you have going on, like, right now? You spoke about the film and television. Do you have any more projects? Are you working on any new music?
No. Actually, the Blessed Be a Blessing project just came out in July of this year. So it's actually, you know, getting off the ground, and people are really responding real well to it. So those of you who don't have it, it's definitely an awesome CD, and you can hear and feel God from the beginning to the end of it.
Oh, that's good. Now, if someone wanted to book you or to purchase your CDs, how could they contact you?
I have a website. They can go there first, EddieRuthBradfordMusic.com. Again, that's EddieRuthBradfordMusic.com. And then also they can purchase from iTunes, Amazon, CDBaby.com. Just go on the Internet and put my name in, and you'll find a lot of places to get it from. But those are definitely the places that I will direct you to.
Okay. Now, we have a lot of time here, so if there's anything on your heart that you'd like to share with the listeners, this will be a good time.
First of all, I just want to thank you for, you know, inviting me to come on to your show, and I feel God, you know, doing great things in your life, and I also feel his anointing even in your voice. So, and I just believe it's real, and I believe that you're real in what you're doing. And I just want to tell the world that if we've ever needed God, before, we need him now, and just humble yourself before him, and he will definitely raise you up to the level that he would have for you to be.
That's right. And so, Ms. Bradford, I really appreciate you taking the time. I know that your schedule is hectic, and please stay in touch with me. You know, and I'll be sending you some Facebook messages or things like that. But please stay in touch with your music ministry with me.
I will definitely do that, sweetheart. And I thank you again so much for inviting me on your show.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Psalmist Eddie Ruth Bradford, and I have a couple of announcements here. The first announcement is please continue to uplift your friends and family about the radio show, blogtalkradio.com/
Frieda Love. That's blogtalkradio.com/Frieda Love. FREDALOVE. The fashion line, the fashion line, the fashion line is here. Fashionsbylove.com is here. FASHIONSBYLOVE.com is here. Gospel artists, poets, authors, actors, and community leaders are welcome to send me an email at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can Facebook me at ALFREDALOVE. Facebook page will change soon, so please join the Facebook page so that we can have, or I can provide you with up-to-date information. Sunday, yours truly will be on the radio giving a revelation of God. This is so encouraging. It's entitled, You Don't Need to Be Rescued, God is Coming. And I'm going to give you a brief synopsis of what God gave me this morning since we have a little time. You don't need to be rescued, God is coming. Meaning that your situation, whatever it is, good or otherwise, amen, God understands and knows the intentions. And so whatever occurs, whatever happens, is going to resurface again, and it's going to give us an aha moment. So I want to encourage someone today. I don't know who I'm encouraging, but you don't need to be rescued. God is coming. And that just makes my heart happy, because I think about, and this brings me back to the Hebrew boys and the fire. Fire is supposed to burn you. Flames are supposed to burn you. But those three Hebrew boys, there was someone else in the furnace, and they couldn't discern who it was. And they came out of the furnace without even being touched. So God is coming. Monday, we will have a health segment, and I'm still securing the individual. And if their schedule is hectic, then yours truly will be doing that as well. Wednesday, we will have prayer with love. Saturday, we'll have Pastor Keys. She's a very anointed lady. Sunday, we do it all over again, meaning that we will have a segment entitled, You Don't Need to Be Rescued, God is Coming. Please remember to continue to pray for your family and friends. Sister Sherry Benson is having an event on November 9th. Empowered to Win. You can register online at www.sherrybronson.com. If you need to visit a church on tomorrow, please stop by 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas, where family is more than a word. Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is our pastor. Once again, thank you for listening to the show and being great people and keeping it on the R to the E to the A to the L. If someone asks you what that smile is all about, be sure to tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. And I'm not going to say until next time, take care of yourselves and each other quite yet. You know, on today I had Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. And if you go to her website, and I'm actually doing that now since we have some time. And let's go to Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford's website. And be sure, because her music is powerful. I want you to know that. Her music is powerful. Be sure to go to the Eddie Ruth Bradford website. And my computer's been a little slow today, but that's okay. We have some time. Okay, be sure to go to her website. You can Google her name. And she has Too Close to the Mirror, You Held On. And I'm going to play a little bit. When I was speaking to her, she's a very anointed lady. And since I have some time, I really want some individuals to listen to her music. And I've never done this before on the radio. I've never played any music on the radio, and I'm just going to try this just to see how it sounds. But I really want you, I encourage you, the Lord has put this on my heart, to go to her website, listen to her music, like her page, and just follow her, because she's very anointed. She's a very sweet lady. You can just tell. So be sure to look at this, and I'm going to actually play a little bit of this. It's 3 minutes and 43 seconds. I've never done this. I've never done this on air, but I'm going to do it while I have some time. Trial and error here. Okay, we're going to start it over. Once again, we thank Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. Now, if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And join me tomorrow, yours truly, for You Do Not Need to Be Rescued. God is coming. That is so encouraging. I don't know how to just put that out there, but come back, come back, come back, and just have or hear or listen to a word from the Lord. I want to take this time, because I see all of the callers, to first of all thank God for a marvelous week. God has really done some great things. Second of all, I want to thank my family. I want to thank my friends, and I want to thank people who just hear about the show and listen. I want to thank individuals like Sister Bradford who take out time of her busy schedule, all of my guests who have very hectic, busy schedules, but they take out time for little Alfreda to come on the show. I just ask God to continue to bless them. They're very nice every time they come on the show. And my heart is just happy. And I know that God has some great things in store for a whole bunch of people. And, you know, like I said on last week, and we have a little bit of time, and I'm not going to start a sermon or anything, but God is putting this on my heart.
like I said last week, if you can, once you say yes to whatever God has for you, if you can survive the little footman stuff, if you can survive the storms, if you can survive those things, then you're well on your way. If you can survive, and that's the key, is to survive. And God is saying, you don't need to be rescued. He said, I'm coming. But God, what we don't know is God is already here. So I'm just excited about the ministry. Once again, I'm going to go ahead and give you my Facebook because I don't want you to miss out on anything good. It's ALFREDALOVE, of course, or you can go to FREDALOVE. I do have a new site that I have closed up, but you're welcome to, if you like, you're welcome to come on. It's EMONY_love@yahoo.com. It will be a closed site. Of course, the ministries will still be on Blog Talk Radio with my interviews. It's blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove. Those will still be open. You can still get them from this site. But there are some things that this ministry has that, you know, we want to have dialogue. And so we want to make sure that we have all those individuals in place. But I just want y'all to know that God loves you. And whatever you're going through, whatever it is, God has it. He said you don't need to be rescued. We still ask that you pray for one another. Pray for those individuals who are in the hospitals, convalescent homes. Pray for your home. Pray for yourself. Pray for your family. I just feel excited, and God is just, this day is like no other day, and I don't know why, but I feel excited. I feel like God's going to do some great things. I just don't know what to say, but I thank God for the ministry. The ministry is a huge motivator in my life to stay faithful to God, and it is a platform. So anyone who has a word from the Lord, or you know, anyone who wants to come on the show and show or share God's great gifts, you are quite welcome to do so. But we have 7 minutes, 35 seconds, so I'm not going to prolong the time. But I want y'all to know, as Sister Bradford said, we need God, and God is good. You know, if you need to be, if you feel like you're in a situation, God said, you don't need to be rescued. He has it. You know, you have to believe in God, and you have to believe what's real. You have to believe what's true, because God is the real deal. He never changes. We can go to sleep and wake up, amen, and we can still have that same God. His heart is right. His mind is right. His intentions are right, and he does nothing but uplift. Now, will we have storms? Of course we will. Yeah, that's part of life. But God is good, and I'm going to get off of this MIC because tomorrow is the lesson or the teaching, not today. So I really appreciate everyone. I thank y'all so much. I just feel so excited just to have another opportunity to bring the message and bring incredible people on the show with incredible anointings who are real. And it's just a great feeling. But anyway, if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other, and join me on tomorrow for You Don't Need to Be Rescued, God is Coming. This is Alfreda Love. Have a blessed day. Goodbye, everybody.